you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
It's raising the vibration right here on the Live Paranormal Radio Network. We're at liveparanormal.com, iHeartRadio.com. Google Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Podomatic, Blog Talk Radio, Player FM, and more. Please join us every Tuesday at 5 o'clock Pacific time. This show is an outreach of a movement that I started in 2016 to carry on my mom's teachings, both spiritual and humane, raisingthevibration.org. It's a nonprofit movement of peace and love and kindness and unity. And it's about this show, in addition to those things, definitely those four cornerstone words, but also this show about ascension, evolvement, inspiration, and love. So what are you doing to raise your vibration? What are you doing to add to your own energetic ascension? And how is that playing into your overall spiritual evolvement? Then how are you taking those two things, those two wonderful gifts and skills that you've amassed in this earth plane, how are you using that to inspire others? And then, of course, I repeat the last word, love. What are you doing to throw love into the world? Because love is all there is. Each week on the show, I have people on that I love and admire, that I believe are living and walking the path of raising the vibration, and that are here to talk about their own journey and to tell you about, help you discover what is your service, what is your passion, why are you here, and in essence, what are you doing to make the world a better place? Because that's such an important part of why Spirit puts us here. I'm your host, Sheena Metal. I'm a psychic medium. I'm an interfaith minister. I'm a 27-year talk radio host. You can find me at SheenaMetalSpiritual.com, and I am all about raising the vibration, and I hope you are too. My guest today is a wonderfully talented man of God, a reverend, a very talented artist, and a wonderful person who understands that we're all in this together, right? This is for all of us. This is not just, the world was not made for you. It was not made for me. It was made for all of us. By working together, that's how we raise the vibration of the everything. Please welcome to the show my dear friend, Pastor Keith Mazingo. How are you, my friend? It's wonderful to have you here.
Thanks. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's good to hear your voice.
Same here. I feel like it's been forever since I've seen you.
Right. Exactly. And it hasn't been that long, but it feels like forever, right?
I know.
I just flat out haven't seen it 2 years. I mean, some, you're one of the rare faces I've actually seen.
For
folks who haven't tuned in before, haven't heard Pastor Keith on my show before, he's the head pastor at Founders MCC in Hollywood. That's the church where I'm pastored, and I do my Saturday Night Spiritual monthly service. Keith does the English-speaking service every Sunday. And, you know, COVID has – I was just in the shower before this, and I do a lot of my good thinking there. And I've just started this new web TV talk show on KJRA Digital Broadcasting, and it's kind of the sort of talk show I had always imagined doing. And I was thinking that I wanted to share with you that in my entire life of entertainment, which has been since I was four, so of entertainment I celebrate this year, if you had told me I was doing a digital show, a web TV show, I would have thought, I would have loved it, but I would have thought that it was a stepping stone on the way to the show in the studio with the cameras. But I got to tell you, I am loving the show. I'm loving the intimacy of it. Like, I love this radio. I love that it's very much voice to voice. I always, throughout my years in radio, originally thought all guests had to be in the studio. but then loved having phone guests because of the intimacy of voice-to-voice. Now I'm seeing that on camera with face-to-face, up close face-to-face. And I think that for me, the new world, right, the new age we're in now since COVID outbreak has really transformed me into a person who doesn't think everything has to be a certain way in order to be, you know, that in-person art is better than digital art. But I think we're now learning that digital everything is amazing, right? And I feel that same way about my service at Founders. So how are you feeling about that? I mean, we all love having the people we love face-to-face, and we love the hugs and the energy, and I love all of that. But I'm finding the digital not to be the sort of disappointment I thought it was going to be in March of 2020. How about you, Keith?
Yeah, I think so many of us were afraid of what this was going to do with our future. And I always say, you know, we're living in the new next because something may change again. Now it's disrupted all of our ability to just count on whatever happened last week, because this week may be different than last week. I think the pandemic has pushed a lot of us into rethinking how we do what we do, just as it has with you. I mean, you know, we all thought it had to be a certain way because that's the way it's always been. And then you find out, well, wait a minute, you know, you still have work to do. And if you can't go to where you do that work, but you still have to do the work, then you have to find another way to make that happen. And I've just been thrilled with the multiple ways that we are finding to do things that we have done before. I'll give you a simple example. Used to, we had our monthly board meetings in person, and people had to, they're generally at 6:30. On a Tuesday evening, and we would have them at the church. And you've got one person that lives down in El Segundo. You've got another person that lives over in the valley. You've got another person that lives out at San Fernando Valley. I mean, you have these people scattered all over the place, and most of them are working a public job. So they get off from their public job and have to fight LA traffic to get to the church, and the six or seven of us sit there in a circle and talk about business and all of that. And then when the pandemic hit, well, we couldn't be together. We couldn't be that close together in a room. So we started doing meetings online. And then when we started thinking, okay, the pandemic is letting up, when the last surge was over, and we thought, oh, we can start meeting again. I don't think there was anybody that wanted to keep meeting in person. They were like, well, wait a minute. Yeah. I don't have to fight traffic. And as much as I love being in the room with all of you, we're going to make the same decisions if I don't have to fight the traffic, if I do have to fight the traffic. So why do I have to fight the traffic to do this? And it has brought about a convenience that many of us didn't even know was there. On top of that, we have been, here's the thing that I have found, Sheena, specifically because we've had online services for years. I mean, you can go to MCCLA TV on YouTube. We've had our own channel on YouTube for years and years, way before the pandemic. I mean, 15, 20 years we've been online. So
sure.
That wasn't new. What was new was that when we absolutely could not meet in the building other than the crew to make it happen for the cameras, our attention focused from the congregation in the room to realizing that we were just letting the people join us outside look on to what we were doing in the room. We were really not very attentive to the people online. They were just observing. Right now, well, I shouldn't say now. Then the next iteration of that was we did the opposite. When there was only a crew in the room, then we started focusing only on the online audience because that's where the audience was. now when we've had a time where we could briefly come back together, we did come back together for a few months. We're back off again, just online, until this surge calms down a little bit. But it made us more aware that we are not just an in-person audience. We're not just an in-person congregation. And we need to focus on both the ones in person and the ones that are not in person. And how do we find ways that we all feel a part of that? So it has certainly, you know, it's changed the way we do things. It's changed our focus. And maybe it's pushed us to do some stuff we should have done a long time ago, but we were stuck in our traditions and our, just what you were talking about. You thought you had to get to the studio and be in person, and that was great. And yeah, we missed the hugs, but you're able to reach more people because there were people that could not come to the studio. You can reach anybody and interview people anywhere in the world.
Right, and there was
that
just this
is amazing.
Right, if somebody couldn't come, and it was just me sitting in the, because at the end, the last place that I worked had you know, a camera in the studio, but it wasn't. It was more sort of like a webcam capturing the room. It wasn't close up on my face or close up on the guest face. I learned from my, you know, we all go through this ever changing quest to figure out how to grow social media, right? And I've learned, like, for instance, on Instagram, something I'm doing, let's say a poster for my new show or a poster for this, it gets a certain amount of views. But if I post a picture of my cat, it gets twice as many. If I post a picture of my face, it gets twice as many than that. People want
right.
to see your face. They want to clue
right.
in on your face. And when you, unless you're doing a high-budget talk show, when you're doing a talk show and they've got the general camera that gets both of you, or even maybe a third camera that gets an angle from a distance, people aren't really seeing your face. And if you come in person at church, it's wonderful to be there, but people aren't really seeing your face. And for guests that couldn't make it in person, then it was me sort of talking to myself, you know? It's funny because I grew up in the music industry, as you know, and I saw the evolution in the 90s and going into 2000 from mostly people going to professional studios and buying time to people creating their own home studios. And I said this for decades, that the quality of music that came out of people in their home studios, I think was so amazing because there wasn't the pressure to be somewhere else. There wasn't the trying to get your groove right with the equipment in another studio. There wasn't the, you know, engineer wrapping his knuckles on the table, looking at the clock, waiting for your time to be up. People figuring, like, I got to get this take right because it's costing me so much an hour. You could get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and work on something, and it was beautiful. And I think we're finding that now with web broadcasts. If I interview, say, an actress who wouldn't come out unless she was perfectly made up, there's a pressure on her, right? And she doesn't know how she looks. How do I look in this camera? What's happening? But if you get somebody on their web camera, that's their controlled environment, right, where they have figured out exactly what makes them look great. And for me, too, that's my controlled environment where I figured out what lights work, what makeup works, what smile works. So people are much more comfortable because they know how they're going to look and they know they look great and they don't have to worry. They know they sound well because they're used to their microphones and they know how they sound. So there's a comfortability there of them coming to you from a comfortable environment. And I think you get a better interview. I think you get a more comfortable guest. I think you get a whole different quality. Plus, you get to see a little bit into someone's life, right? Last week on my show, I had my friend Naomi, who played the Pepper character on American Horror Story. And that character is like loved by fans all over the world. So she has a room she calls the Pepper Room, which is basically plastered with all the artwork that fans have sent her. And this was sort of her first time showing off the Pepper Room to the world where she did the broadcast from. Well, what a fantastic thing for people to see, not the sterility of a studio, right, but the wonderfulness of somebody's home space, which is the lovely thing about broadcasting from Founders, right? People get to see our homes. this is our sanctuary. This is what it looks like in January. This is what it looks like in February. Here's how we change the colors, and here's how we look. And I think people need that. And I think we're finding that the old adage that you couldn't feel connected digitally is actually turning into a different evolution in humans' mindset, which is I kind of like connecting digitally because I like to see a little piece of everything. I like to see close-ups and, well, what is that? And, oh, that's what the pulpit looks like. And, look, there's the piano. And really feel like you can be at Founders even if you live 10,000 miles away, right?
Right, right. Yeah, it has changed our perspective.
And I think that's great. I believe that as tragic as every tragic thing is, and certainly COVID is a tragic thing. I hear every day from clients and friends of people they know that die, I mean, constantly, and sick, and I've had my own struggles with it, right? But you have to look for, I think Spirit always wants you to look for the good thing that comes out of everything, right? The phoenix that rises from the ashes. And I think one of the phoenix that are rising from this pile of ashes is people are finding a way to become more connected digitally with people they can't be face-to-face with. And that doesn't just mean friends and family. It also means church and shows they like and, you know what I mean, everything.
Well, and I think we've had to adapt. I mean, we didn't have much choice, but we had to adapt to the digital. But then here's the thing. Now we've been in it so long, it's like, you know, you do it for a while, and even people that were resistant to it are doing it now. And I'm going to tell you what, my best friend lives in Melbourne, Australia. And Derek is, you know, for years we have, and we're, you know, we were both alive back in the day when the Jetsons cartoon was on and they could see each other on the screen. And I remember as a child thinking that would just be the greatest thing if we could talk to each other could see each other while we're talking to each other. But we didn't even utilize that. And hardly anybody that I've known until the pandemic started, we didn't use it. And we had the technology, we just didn't use it. And part of that was we didn't want, well, I'll be honest with you, there were times I needed to multitask while I was talking because Derek and I can talk for 2 or 3 hours. And there were times I needed to fold clothes while we were talking. And I didn't necessarily want him seeing me fold my clothes or to think I wasn't paying attention to him, right? But now we've all gotten so used to it, it's like, oh, we're all multitasking. We're all bringing you into our homes. And now I love it when we talk on the phone because we do look at each other, and we never did that before the pandemic. So he gets to see the new wrinkles when they're added to my crow's feet, you know. He can teach me about getting older and all that kind of stuff. But here's the thing. There is an intimacy. What you started talking about at the beginning, there is an intimacy of doing things in different places, bringing people into wherever you are, into your own environment. So I think there's going to be some studies done on that as the days go on. And retaught in sociology classes. But, you know, even tonight, after this show on Tuesday evenings at 6, I do 15 minutes of music. And I used to do them every week over at the church. And I like doing them over at the church because, you know, there's something about the sanctuary and I like the way it looks. And it just looks professional since it's a church thing. And then we had something going on at the church one day, and I couldn't go. I mean, I couldn't use the sanctuary. So I just decided I would do it here at the apartment. And I wish you would have known. I mean, it was the same thing. Everybody, all these people just started writing in and saying, oh, this is so great. Oh, we love the red chair. Oh, it's so good to see you in your own environment. Because they don't visit me here. And it was good to be, there was an intimacy, it was me sharing a bit of myself that they would not have ordinarily seen. And maybe I think that was the deeper point of what you were getting to.
Well, I think when, yes, that's exactly the point I was getting to. I think when COVID first started and even all the news pundits were at home, right? I thought there was such an awesomeness in seeing people in their own environment. And I also thought there was such a courageousness in seeing female newscasters with their hair not dyed, you know, their roots growing out and not having the fancy professional hair, sitting in their kitchen. And and guess what? Nobody cared. Everybody still watched. The ratings were still wonderful. Nobody cared if somebody's hair was perfect. You know, nobody cared if they put makeup on Rachel Maddow. Guess what? Nobody cared. And I think we've learned an amazing thing about our species is that now there's not the fussiness about does it sound perfect, does it look perfect, does the person look perfect. Now it's just about the content. What is the message, right? And all along, isn't that what spirit has always wanted us to capture and to pull inside of us and to gestate on and digest is what is the message? Not how do my eyelashes look, what fancy stuff's going on behind me, but what is the message? Because the message doesn't change if you're speaking into two Dixie cups with a string or you're speaking into a $20,000 microphone. The message is the same. And I think one of the gifts that COVID has given us because there are no accidents, right, is to think about who is the messenger and what is the message and not all of the distractions, all the frills and the distractions that had taken us away from what the message was. And maybe it was time for us to really focus and recapture on that message, right? I mean, that's what it's all about is what is the message.
Yeah, and I think, too, Sheena, is, you know, after that last surge and we were able to start gathering again, a lot of people chose not to come back because they were, you know, in high levels of the possibility of getting the virus and they didn't want to take that risk. But with the people that came back, a lot of people were glad to be back. And at the same time, there are people that have been faithful to that church for years and years and years who have gotten used to, they're not afraid to not be there. They're not afraid they're going to miss something. And even if the technology screws up and they can't even watch it in real time, if they have to come back 2 days later and watch the service and be a part of it then, because they want to be a part, but they don't have to be in. And I've noticed a change in what, I mean, we in the church world, we talk about people being faithful to the church, meaning they're there every time the doors are open. They're there involved in every project that happens. They're there in every community event that we have. And what I have found is that this pandemic has pushed people into a new way of thinking, and they're realizing the church is, it's great when we come together. Don't get me wrong. I love it. And I can hardly wait until there's a day, and I hope it actually does happen, a day that comes that we can all gather again. But I have been transformed. My thinking has transformed, and I think everybody that is involved in our service is transformed into realizing we want to make this the best worship experience, whether you're here in person or wherever you are in the world, whether you're in the moment or if you're looking at this 2 years from now. It's really changed the way we look at the world and the way I think we've had to look at the intimacy, our friendships, our loved ones, and Lord knows it's changed our love lives unless we live with the person we love.
Yeah, it's changed, right. It's changed everything. It's changed the way we deal with our friends. It's changed the circumstances around which we deal with our friends. That there's not that party environment, right? It's more one-on-one intimacy. It really is kind of an introvert's playground. And I'm, you know, what they call an extroverted introvert. So I can go out and put on a good song and dance and be around people and be happy. But I'm my happiest, I think, when I'm relaxing at home or working my ass off at home. It doesn't seem to matter. I get exhausted being out amongst people all the time and need to kind of come back and regenerate. For the extroverts who need the parties to regenerate, because that's something they're not they're having to find a different way now to do that. And many of them are turning to social media, which I think is wonderful, because if you have to be out amongst them and that's the way to do it, at least that's a safe, good way to be doing it. But I've appreciated this time because I haven't had this much time when I didn't have to be somewhere every single day almost, probably since I was 14 years old. And it feels kind of nice, you know, and I love working and I love being active, and God knows I'm busy. It seems like every minute of the day stuff is piling up to do, projects and whatnot. But, and I love when I go out and I went and shot a film this summer for 4 days and I was in Joshua Tree and I loved it. But it's nice not to have every single day of my life having to run around from place to place to place to place. And it's a
right.
nice, it's been a nice rest. And I think it's a rejuvenation time for everyone. And as I said, there are people who being alone makes them miserable. And I really feel for those people. I can feel them when I see them on social media. I'm like, oh God, you're having a real hard time with it, because their whole life is being at the parties. But I think maybe we needed a break. Maybe, like I said, the distractions. Maybe on a spiritual level, we were all relying on distractions, which I think can put off your healing, but eventually the healing is waiting for you, right? The things that you need to fix in your life and need to heal through, you can postpone them, but you can't put them off inevitably. And a lot of people have changed. They've had a lot of time in their heads to think about how they feel about their life. Certainly I have too. And a lot of people are cleaning their closets, so to speak, energetically. And I think that's a good thing. And remember we talked about, you did the show with me, my other show, my Haunted Playground show, which is on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock here on Live Paranormal, almost a year ago. I think it was just about this time last year. But I remember you talking about the new normal, how things weren't going to go back to just the way they had been. They were going to go back to something different. And I think we're seeing that. And some of that is because of external factors, right, Keith? And some of that is because we're changing. We've changed energetically.
That's it. Yes, we are changing. And we've got people that have not even admitted it yet. I had people all through the last time that we were out. They were like, I just can't wait to get back. I can't wait to get back. I hate being online all the time. I just want to get back in the building. I can't wait to see everybody. And then they came a few Sundays, and then they said, I'm not going to be here next Sunday, Pastor. I'm going to be watching online. And I was just kind of, I was like, so what is that about? Well, they missed seeing everyone, so they did get to see everybody. But once they had seen everybody, they had kind of had their fix of seeing everybody, and they, you know, so they weren't necessarily going to be back every single Sunday, even though they were still watching online. So it's interesting to see sometimes how we have changed ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. But life is supposed to be constant growth and constant change, right? So this is evolution. This is the definition of evolvement and enlightenment. This is how it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to be the exact same person from the day you're born till the day you die. You're supposed to grow and learn and change. And this is forcing us all to grow. And I think it's wonderful that we had that time back, but I think it's good that we also are now taking some time again and everybody is staying at home for safety. You know, I remember when things opened up in the fall last year, the first opening, and I was going to go back to teaching in person, and the place that I teach in Agora was very much encouraging me to do so. So I planned a workshop. I was going to do a monthly workshop for them, and I did the first one in February of 2020, and then the world shut down. So that the next one got canceled. So in October, I was going to redo that March workshop, and nobody wanted to go. Everybody's answer was, is it going to be on Zoom? And so I just kept teaching webinars myself. But that is something I think that we are seeing, that people are, and while people are okay to stay home, for goodness sakes, let's just all stay home right now and get through this thing. I don't really understand, and I don't judge. Anybody can do anything they want. I don't understand why people want to be, even vaccinated people, because vaccinated people are still getting sick, why people want to be like at Dodger Stadium or the Staples Center. It just seems like something we could all miss right now for a little while until this thing blows over. I understand if you want to go somewhere and mask up and go see a couple of friends or 10 people or sit outside with some folks at a restaurant, but I don't understand why people want to be places where there are thousands and thousands of people right now. But that's, everybody has a choice, right? So I think everybody who decides to stay home, it's less people that can get exposed to it, and it's just a better shot. But that's just me, right? I think I've thought that from the beginning. Why don't we all just stay home for a couple months and it'll go away? I know that that's a scary thought of everybody having to literally stay in their house, but I encourage people to stay home and be as safe as they can be. And especially now with this silly Omicron, right, that's a pesky little thing. It's like a nasty little bug that's getting through everything, crawling through your mask.
Right.
I support the decision that we're back online again full time. And I'm loving the fact that I'm just doing my service from here. I thought it was going to be really scary and nobody was going to care because there wasn't like music and fabulousness and Pastor Keith and Reverend Alejandro. And I thought, oh my God, this might be a spiritual shit show. But then in the end, all anybody really wanted was a message, right? People just wanted a message, and that's what they got. Yeah, I was so worried.
Join us for our next spiritual shit show.
Exactly.
Oh, that's
yeah,
too
in February,
funny,
I'll be doing
Gina.
Spiritual shit show all over again. But it was just people in the chat, a message, right? And it's really inspired me. It inspired me to create a page on my website that you can visit at RevSheenaFoundersMCC.com, which basically will take you to a page that has links to every single Saturday night spiritual service that ever lived, and you can click on the link and go right there and watch. And it has the date, and it has the title of what the sermon is, so you know what you're going to get, and you can just go there and watch, and that's for the comfort of your home. So it was a wonderful thing for me to have that experience because it made me realize how much people were sitting at home wanting messages, right? So if you've missed the last 2.5 years of messages, guess what? Here they are for you.
I love it. I'm so glad you did that. It's wonderful to have all of those out there. And, of course, we have them on the – we have all of those services, I believe, on our YouTube, our church YouTube,
right.
The one I mentioned a while ago, NCCLA-TV. They're all there as well,
right,
along with all the other things.
That's where it takes you. That's where my links take you. They take you over there.
Right.
So while you're there, you'll see everything on the page, and you can watch other services as well. So it takes you, the links will take you right over there to Founders YouTube page, and feel free to watch everything that's there. Then you have so many messages. Because maybe people are at home, right? They have a little more time. So what it would take you to get dressed, drive to Hollywood, find parking, go to a service, and then come home and undress, so to speak. Maybe you would like to watch 3 services. So now you can go, they're all someplace for you, and if you have the extra time, enjoy the extra messages. And I've done that now with my digital shows on KJRA. I'm going to start doing that with all my shows here. It's really inspired me to provide more actual content links for folks. Because, I mean, all that stuff is there. It's all, you can go to the Founders page and find all those services. You can go to the Live Paranormal page or iHeartRadio and find all my shows. But I'm just making it easier for people to find stuff because I find that one of the things that's helping people to get through the isolation of this is to have things to connect to. And it's great to connect to Netflix, and God knows we've all watched everything on Netflix in 2 years, but I love that meme, I've binged Netflix, what's next?
Right.
But having an interactive person actually talking to another person or somebody looking right at a camera and giving you a message, I think that's a whole other thing, and I think people need ways to feel connected right now, and that's a great way to feel connected. And you guys have done such a great job with that YouTube page. And I'm actually looking forward to, I'm working with Reverend Alejandro to get some, even some of my older services that were never on YouTube up on that YouTube page. So that everything
Wonderful.
Is there.
Yeah.
Because I love how much content you all put up there. And I just want to get everything I've got up there. So, and that's been a wonderful thing. That's been one of my biggest blessings during this pandemic, is I learned to create my website. And I went from thinking having a website was a burden to it's my special treat thing that I give myself when I've been good and done all my other stuff. Ooh, I can take 2 days and work on my website. Last week I had a bad secondary infection because welcome to long-haul COVID, and I didn't feel like doing anything. And I thought, well, I don't want to do nothing, so I know I'm going to treat myself with a week of website. And I built my for my web TV show, and I built the page for founders. Because, you know, up on my site before had been, here's the information about my service. But isn't it nice when people can actually go and just click a link and watch everything? And so I'm very much about now wanting to create content for people and kind of get up to speed there, because it's reaching the masses with your messages, right? That's kind of all about what this pandemic time is for me. What is this pandemic time for you, my friend?
Well, it's certainly, you know, a lot of times we think back to people being at home and we were on lockdown somewhat. And I did work from home. And where I remember at the very beginning of all of this, remember when they were saying, oh, we're all going to be locked down. And so therefore, what are some things you can do? I even posted it online, some things people do. People were going to catch up on their reading. They were going to start watching, binge watching shows on Netflix and that kind of stuff. And but my job didn't stop. Started working more hours because I had to figure out ways to do things, ways to get the message out that I wasn't already doing. I mean, yes, we were already online, but then how do I stay connected to people in the congregation? How do they still feel like, going back to what you said, they still want to see your face, right? They're paying my salary.
Yeah.
They want a connection to the pastor. You're a pastor. The people that come to the Saturday Night Spiritual, they want to connect with you. And so how do we do that? So, I started doing the music on Tuesdays and Friday nights, and we started putting our Bible studies and other life study services online. And then the Saturday Night Spiritual, we started putting all of that online. So, you know, we had to find people that were willing to do that and able to do that and to make it happen. Now we've all can just kind of be on our own. It can be a one-person service or a one-person show as we need it to be, because we've all had to learn how to do this. What does it mean for me is it's meant that I've had to continue working, and I think sometimes I'm not very good at self-care. I'm not very good at, I was already not so good at self-care. And when I say that, knowing when to, how to eat right and how to sleep right and how to exercise right and how to stop working long enough to just have some time for myself, not really good at.
Absolutely.
This has caused me to rethink the traditional church service model. How do we change that? How do we become more relevant in people's lives? I was in a webinar earlier today, and it was a study of thousands of churches and what is happening. There's a trend. There's a general trend in the nation of people becoming more and more unchurched, but there at least 25% of churches are actually growing during the pandemic. And I thought that was a real interesting thing. It's like, okay, they're doing it because people are finding other ways to do church. They're getting the message. And it doesn't mean that people aren't spiritual or don't have God in their lives in whatever way they, whatever language they want to use for God. It means that people are finding that we have to be better at something besides coming together for an hour on Sunday morning. We have to be better about serving our community. We have to be better about serving one another and coming together in groups, whether that's online or in person. And it's not just about preaching people into heaven or preaching people out of hell kind of messages. It's really about how do we love each other? How do we find ways to show each other that we love each other? So I think the pandemic has helped me to be more thoughtful about how we connect and how do we stay connected. I was in a workshop recently, and the person that was kind of was with other ministers, and there was a digital pastor. Yeah, a digital pastor. That's his job. He's a digital pastor. He never has a congregation in person. He is a digital pastor. And he said, let me ask you to do something. He said, everybody stop what you're doing right now. Take out your phone. We were on our computers. He said, take out your phone, text one person, and all you have to text is, I love you. Just text, I love you, to somebody in your phone list. So we all did. And in a few minutes, like within 5 minutes, we all had somebody typing back to us, oh my goodness, thank you. I just appreciate hearing that from you today. So little to just connect with people. You don't have to have a long conversation. It doesn't have to be the 2-hour conversation I have with my best friend in Australia every week. It can be something as simple as a text every now and then to people in your phone list to say, I love you and I was thinking about you. It's really that simple. And you taught me something too recently. It was in one of your messages. I can't remember. I don't think it was the last one. I think it was the time before last. And you talked about how you've learned to use just emojis sometimes to respond to people. Instead of saying anything, you just use a couple of emojis, 2 or 3. You love hearts. You love praying hands. It's amazing.
Yeah, I do.
When I get those, if I put a prayer request out and somebody texts back nothing but praying hands, it says all it needs to say. I know that they care.
Exactly.
I know that they love me. I know that they are concerned about the situation, and they're taking a moment to pray. And that means a lot. So I think we're just learning new ways of communication. I'm looking forward to soon starting a podcast. And I'm looking at doing one as myself, but I'm also looking at this, our dearly recently departed Camille Rodriguez Arroyo, I always say that one, Arroyo, she pushed and pushed and pushed me to do something that takes less than 5 minutes, at least once a week. She'd like for it to be every day, but we'll figure that out later, from Pastor Pentecostal. It's like words of wisdom from Pastor Pentecostal, my alter ego. And all of that is funny. It's usually Pastor Penny is very baldy and misquotes scripture and talks a lot out of the book of the Bible called the Book of I Say So. And so I've been trying to figure out how to do that. You know, I need to spend a little bit more time trying to figure out. I could probably make it happen once a month. I'm not sure I can make it even happen once a week right this minute. I'm so busy with other things. But as we look towards getting a digital pastor at the church that would just have a digital audience, they deal with our online folks, then a little bit more time for me to step into some other ministry that I have not done yet. So I think it's pushing each one of us to look for new ways of ministry, new ways of connection, and still loving each other when we cannot have the human touch right in front of us.
Yes. Yeah. And also understanding that as we become more digital beings as a society, there is just a whole other part of us that needs to be satisfied digitally in the way that there's a whole other part of us that needs to have a hug, you know?
Right.
And part of
right.
it is that
absolutely
reaching out,
right.
like you said, since we started Saturday Night Spiritual digitally, since the pandemic started, I've changed our what you call passing of the peace at Sunday service that I call passing of the peace, love, kindness, and unity. Just I tell people at the service every month, right, just here's your homework. Reach out to 10
right.
people you didn't know the next week and,
right.
and make a friend. And it's, you know, the internet is an amazing place for you to grow your tribe. And
absolutely.
It's you just need to make the effort. Your I love you thing is beautiful. I do that. I've done that for a long time. And I had people in my life that are no longer in my life now, thankfully, criticize me and say, well, if you tell everybody you love them, people that you really love know. And I'm thinking, well, that's a strange statement. Like, I didn't feel upset when you just said that right now, Keith. I know you love me. I didn't think like, well, wait a minute. What about me? People need to hear that. And the emojis, you know, I didn't grow up like you in the emoji generation, but I have
right.
to tell you, between my Saturday Night Spiritual Service and my radio shows and my video shows and my new talk show, I get probably 200 text messages a day at least. Twice
uh-huh.
that in uh-huh. email. I'm trying to find a way to mainstream my email so that I can get a handle on that, but I have a handle on the text. And I have a thing where I don't want anybody who ever texts me to feel like they're not getting a reply, because people reach out because they need you. That's part of ministry, right? So if I don't have time
right.
to send a reply back, I can send an apropos emoji and somebody knows they've been heard. And sometimes all it takes in life is for another person to know they've been heard, right?
Absolutely.
That is
absolutely.
The most important thing in the world. Let somebody else know that they have been heard. And it will change your life. It will change their life. Because otherwise then it becomes, who do I respond to and who do I not respond to? And there are messages that I get that are so intense that I need to respond with something. Somebody's in crisis and they actually need a message or they need a back and forth. But like I do this thing when I do my live video shows, which I will do I am raising your vibration right after this tonight, where I tell people just send me a text and I'll shout you out on the air. Some people just send texts to say hi. Or some people just send a text because I say, look, here's my number. If you feel like nobody loves you at 3 a.m, I'm the person to contact and you will get a reply. So sometimes people just send me hi. Hi, that's it. But you know what? They get a heart back because I don't want them to think they reached out and I didn't care. And it's,
right.
you know, like you said, taking care of yourself and finding time for everything in your life and eating right, exercising and sleeping. And that's hard when you're a true minister because you're always in service. That's why emojis
absolutely.
Are wonderful, because it enables you the opportunity to get back to everybody. Because guess what, folks? Everybody needs you. And my mama used to always say, did you think you were going to get off without a mama quote? Almost, Keith. We almost made it. My mama used
mm-hmm.
to say, it just takes one person in your life to love you, and you will be okay. So I am so grateful to have a bastion of wonderful friends who are like my soul siblings that take wonderful care of me. And I had a wonderful mother who was the best. So there are people that don't have that in this incarnation. So if you need to feel like the one person who loves you in your life is me, then my job is done. And I think that's it. Reach out to somebody. If you think somebody seems lonely on social media, send them a little message or send them a prayer or let them know you're in their corner when they're dealing with illness or someone else's illness or sadness or suicidal ideology or all the things everybody's wrestling with right now, depression, anxiety. It takes 2 seconds to send a heart. Not even. It takes a half a second to push the button and send a heart. But it means everything to somebody who gets the heart on the other end, right?
Right. Absolutely.
So you're amazing, my friend. I know I have to let you go because you've got your broadcast coming up. Thank you for being here. Let's do this again soon. And where can
absolutely.
People find you online?
Absolutely. Founders, you can find us at www.foundersinc.com. MCC, that's M as in Mary, MCC.org, foundersmcc.org.
Wonderful. Go there. Our, and if you want to...
You can also find us on Facebook at Founders Metropolitan Community Church, Los Angeles.
Beautiful. And if you want to find out more about Saturday Night Spiritual, we're SaturdayNightSpiritual.com is our community page. And if you want to find a link to all the services, you go to RevSheenaFoundersMCC.com, and you can watch every single service, including last month's very scary Nothing But My Face service. And then I'll see you again in 2 weeks on the second Saturday of February. We will do this all over again. And thank you, my friend, for being here. You're wonderful. Let's do this again soon.
Absolutely. Love it. Love you.
Love you, honey. The wonderful Reverend Keith Mazingo, Pastor Keith Mazingo, he's both of those things. If you missed those links, please go to, liveparanormal.com is a great place. iHeartRadio.com is a great place. Raising the Vibration Radio is a good place. My site, SaturdayNightSpiritual.com for my service, SheenaMetalSpiritual.com for me. And I'll be going live in just a little while, doing some free psychic readings and some fun. Check out my website for all your spiritual and psychic needs. Till I see you next time, seek peace, live in love, lead with kindness, embrace unity. Always raise your vibration. I'm here if you need me, and I love you. And I'll talk to you soon. Take care.